Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
My grandfather would hold court, and back in those days, all the men had breakfast in the kitchen. My mother was one of five children, four brothers. One was lost in World War II.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring everyone.
And all the women would go in the dining room and on the lace tablecloth and have tea, and the men would have a big breakfast.
What did I always tell you? Breakfast is a big boy's most important meal of the day. Now start on these Cocoa Puffs, and I'll scramble you some eggs.
I don't like eggs.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And Ange comes up, and I'm getting in the car, and he goes, Joey, baby, what are you... And I thought the Secret Service was going to shoot him. I said, no, he's good, he's good.
No matter how many times I hear that, it always makes me laugh.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So I got a text yesterday from one of the listeners, and he told me that there was a new podcast out in which an ex-con guy from Rochester, New York, who'd done some drug time, and among the prisons he'd been in was Tucson with Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger was in Tucson for a while before he went down to Florida. And then he was sent up to, he was on his way to Devens, but they stopped off in West Virginia, and there he was bludgeoned to death. And this guy, his name is Chad Marks, got to know Whitey a little bit in Tucson, and they used to talk a lot. And he talked about how Whitey would talk about me. And this was news to me. I never heard about this. So last night I listened to the podcast on my Raycon earbuds, and so I wouldn't bother the mailroom manager. And just wanted to play a couple of these before we go back to the phone lines. I got a lot more stuff to get to today, including Jim Jordan and Jerry Nadler, the Penguin, going at it over playing some of the cuts from Loudoun, Virginia, where the poor guy was wrestled to the ground and arrested for complaining about his daughter being raped by a transgender student. They didn't get to play it, but it's good. It's good audio, and there's some more cuts from Chip Roy from Texas as well. But anyway, the first thing I wanted to play was this. This is Chad Marks. He's an ex-con, and he's got a book out. But this is the Sit Down podcast. This is the same guy, I think, who he's really, really interested in the fact that I sent $100 to the guy who allegedly killed Whitey, beat him to death. And he gets back into that again. He said it was terrible that I would do something like that. But, you know, well, we'll get to that in a moment. But this is Chad Marks about what Whitey said he would do to me. Cut one.
He said, I couldn't come out, man. I couldn't come out and kill these people. The guy that was writing about him in the Boston Globe.
Howie Carr, yeah.
He used to get furious about that dude when he would talk about him, right?
Hated him.
He said, man, I couldn't come out and kill this f***ing guy. He said, if I could have, I would have ate his fingers off.
He would have ate my fingers off. Never heard of that one. That's a new one on me. Okay. By the way, got it confused again that I was with the Boston Globe rather than the Boston Herald. That was, Chad, come on. I didn't come here to be made sport of. You can eat my fingers off, but don't say I work for the Boston bleeping Globe. Okay? So here he is continuing how Whitey would get when he would talk about me. Cut two.
I seen it in his eyes, man. You can see death in this dude's eyes. Like, and when he got angry and he would talk about that dude, I don't remember what his name was, you said, but dude, you could see like fire in his eyes, like he would kill him in a minute.
Yeah, that's the way it was at the Plymouth House of Correction when he was on trial. They said during that they used to record those conversations that he'd have with his relatives, and he talked about killing me to them. They were going to play that in part of the closing, but they left it on the cutting room floor, much to my regret, because it would have sold even more books of my books, you know. But this guy Jeff Nadeau, he's talked in the past. I don't think Howie should have sent the money to that guy who killed Whitey. I sent him $100. I didn't commission the hit. You know, it wasn't Murder Incorporated or anything like that. I was sending him a gratuity for a job well done. And you know, I think if someone tries to kill me, and now I know he wanted to eat my fingers, I think I have the right to say job well done to somebody who takes that guy off of the earth. You know, I have no regrets about that. It's like T.J. English, who wrote a book about he's a great writer about the mob, but he was at the trial, the Whitey trial, and he wrote in his book about the Whitey trial, he said, I never understood why Howie Carr and Kevin Cullen, who I'm not a fan of, but he was threatened by Whitey, too, to be killed. He said, I never understood why those guys would laugh so much. But the thing is, if somebody threatens to kill you and then they're killed or they're on trial and they're never going to get out, I think you have the right to enjoy it, whether it's laughter or sending $100 to the guy's canteen fund who allegedly killed him. And no one's ever been tried, by the way. But anyway, here's Jeff Nadeau talking about me and sending the money to West Virginia. Cut three.
A real quick story about Howie Carr. I don't know if you know this, but when Whitey was killed, allegedly by who he was killed by, Howie Carr actually sent that guy $100 in his commissary. It's a story. He talked about it. They hated each other. Yes. So the fact that you bring that up is interesting.
See, here's another thing that Jeff didn't think of. You know, I have to write three columns a week. And, you know, one of the sons of one of Whitey's victims, Michael Donahue's son, said, we all should send them some money to the commissary. And I said, that's a good way to start a column about Whitey being bludgeoned to death in this prison in West Virginia. So I used it as a hook, too. It was something I wanted to do. It's my discretionary income. Cut four.
Well, I think at one point, and we talked about this, they actually... They were very close to killing Howie Carr, but they weren't able to make it happen. It was just, it didn't work out.
Yeah, when I was doing that mob documentary for Reels a few weeks ago, we went back out to Acton, to where I used to live, and I stood in the graveyard and explained how they said they were going to kill me. They said they were going to kill me. You know, it's out there. It's on the public record. It was on 60 Minutes. Kevin Weeks, 2 weeks, put it in his book. But I still wonder if it's a true story. But they hated me. There's no doubt about that. They did. And it's familiarity breeds contempt. Whitey would see me every other day driving by the liquor store, you know, on my way back and forth between the TV station and the newspaper. And, you know, he just saw me and he knew me from TV and he read my stuff in the paper and he hated me. Okay. I take that as a compliment. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of cuts here from before we go back to the phone lines. We're going to take a lot of calls on the vaccines and also the Merrick Garland testimony too. He apparently was his usual Uriah Heepish, smarmy, sanctimonious, smug self, like every other member of the administration. So this is Jerry Nadler. He's the chairman of the committee, the penguin from the West Side in New York, and Jim Jordan from Ohio, the wrestler. And they're going back and forth about introducing the video of the parents at the school board meetings. This is the House Judiciary Committee. So let's play that cut six. This goes on for a while. Cut six.
No ruling has been made. There's been an objection.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak regarding...
That's out of order. This is not debatable.
Well, what's out of order is there is no rule that requires a 48-hour notice. That's what's out of order.
There is such a rule.
There is not. Not in our rules.
Mr. Chairman, what are you afraid of?
There is such a rule. You objected last year. You were told there was such a rule.
Mr. Chairman, what are our colleagues on the other side of the aisle afraid of? Are they afraid of videos of parents?
The gentleman was recognized for his opening statement. Is he finished with his opening statement?
I'm not finished with my opening.
I seek recognition for a parliamentary inquiry.
Proceed with his opening statement.
It's not a rule. It's what you said. I think the term you use is it's protocol.
The gentlewoman objected.
The conduct of the committee. Rules do. That's not a rule. We had a video. We understood you had a video.
I seek recognition for a parliamentary inquiry.
Gentlewoman objected because you failed to follow the rule. Her objection is sustained.
Mr. Chairman, I see.
Does the gentleman have anything else?
I see. We had a recommendation for a parliamentary inquiry.
I'll yield back in just a second, and particularly if you're going to recognize
me. Yields back?
No, I haven't yielded back yet. I said I will in a second. It's a video about parents at school board meetings. Moms and dads speaking at school board meetings, and you guys aren't going to let us play it?
It will not be played. An objection has been heard that you failed to give the 48 hours request required by the rule, and therefore
what rule? Mr. Chairman, what rule?
You have to cite the
inquiry. What rule?
There's only one rule. You follow our rules or we kill you, or we shut you up, or we turn off your microphone. That's the only rule that counts. Oh, Lord. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. My friends at Balance 7 are doing something they have never done before. They are taking $10 off plus free shipping on their 32-ounce supply bottle to make it even more affordable for listeners to try. This 11-day supply will cost you less than $20. Balance 7 gives me more energy than coffee, and with this price, it costs less than a cup of coffee. Howie Carr Show listeners love Balance 7. One listener writes, I started drinking Balance 7 three times a day, and within 2 weeks, I started enjoying activities like hiking again. I headed back to Florida last week and I took 4 jugs with me. That's how much I love it. You would be amazed at the percentage of people who try Balance 7 and order it again and again and again. That's because it works. Just try it once and you will be convinced. I'm almost certain of that. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often at remotes, listeners thank me for introducing them to Balance 7, and believe me, they're reordering it again because it's worked so well. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. Acids can come from coffee or even wine. All you have to do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day, and you'll feel the difference within 72 hours. When you suffer from heartburn or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. This special is for 1 week only, so order today at balance7.com and put in code Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping. Order today and save $10 off their 11-day supply bottle and receive free shipping with code word Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarrShow.com.
High school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
All right. 844-500-4242. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should 5 to 11-year-olds be forced to get vaccinated before attending public school?
No.
97% now say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. So one of the voices you heard in the background, I believe, was Chip Roy from Texas, and he's a really good congressman. And he was cheering on Southwest Airlines when their employees were protesting the vaccine mandate, which has since rescinded. And so Chip Roy is asking Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, also known as Garland Merrick, about the Loudoun County school sexual allegations. This is the, you know the story by now, that this Loudoun County has been taken over by woke school board and a George Soros-financed county prosecutor, district attorney. And so there was this guy who's this male student who claims to be transgender. He wears a dress, and he went into the girl's bathroom and allegedly attacked this guy's daughter. and they, the Soros prosecutor, the school board didn't even tell anybody. The Soros prosecutor had no interest in prosecuting a transgender, so he was sent to another school, and guess what? He attacked another girl in another girl's room in another school. And the guy, he was a tradesman, he was a plumber. And so, you know, there was video of him being arrested when he was complaining and being told he couldn't speak out about his daughter being sexually assaulted. And so the woke community, of course, made him the perpetrator of the crime, not the fact that he was trying to the fact that he was trying to defend his daughter against a sexual predator, pervert, you know, was totally overlooked. So Chip Roy asks Merrick Garland, the attorney general, if he knows anything about what's been going on in Loudoun County. And this has become a big story. You probably know about it just from talk radio and Fox, but it's become a really big story in D.C. because Loudoun County is part of the metropolitan area. And listen to Merrick Garland's assertion. And he's under oath. Remember that. Cut eight.
Are you aware that Loudoun County failed to report this sexual assault according to state law? And are you investigating this?
Again, I'm sorry. I don't know anything about this case.
Are you aware that the Virginia General Assembly, run by Democrats, voted for and Democrat Governor Ralph Northam signed a bill allowing schools to refrain from reporting instances of sexual battery, stalking, violation of a protective order, and violent threats occurring on school property? Is the FBI investigating how this may conflict with the Violence Against Women Act or conflict with your own domestic terrorism efforts?
I don't know anything about the Virginia legislation.
Do you agree with the following statement? As a father or as a cabinet member, quote, you don't want parents coming into every different school jurisdiction saying that this is what should be taught here and that this is what should be taught here.
Look, the Justice Department has no role with respect to what curriculum is taught in the schools. This is a matter for local decision making and not for the Justice Department.
Again, is there any possible way that Merrick Garland does not know about this case? Being a sentient or a semi-sentient, he's a member of the Biden administration, so we can't assume too much, a semi-sentient human being in Washington, D.C., and not know about the Loudoun County transgender rape cases? The answer is no. There's no way he can't know about it. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie, there are reports that the death of the populations of America and a lot of other countries are way up, and there's no explanation for it. And it sounds like the majority of these deaths are cardiovascular. So I'm not saying it's got anything to do with anything, but it's certainly worth considering.
Well, you know, it could just be that people aren't getting the kind of routine checkups that might indicate that they have, say, blocked arteries or veins. And there are also many fewer cancer screenings. And they're saying that I've seen studies or predictions that over the next 10 to 20 years, the cancer death rate is going to climb because, again, there aren't the kind of screenings, breast cancer screenings, colonoscopies, all these things that are the things they do for skin cancer I've had, it's called Mohs. You know, those things weren't done for a year, and it's preventive maintenance for your body, just like changing the oil on your car or getting changing the tires, getting new tires. I mean, it's just so absurd. I don't know how deadly the vaccines are. Obviously, all vaccines are deadly to a certain tiny group of the population, but it appears that more people are dying or getting sick from these vaccines than do for most vaccines. And most shots would be pulled from the market if they were having this kind of adverse effect on such a number of people. And again, it's a tiny percentage of people. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back shortly, and we'll take your calls. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here today, any other day, 844-500-4242. And let's, I'm just looking to see here. Here's Ron DeSantis. And again, thank you to Ron DeSantis. I'm so happy that I'm a voter in Florida. I'm going to get a chance to reelect him again in 2022. But here is Ron DeSantis trying to stand up for the citizens of Florida against Big Pharma, the Democrat Party, the health Nazis that are trying to impose these vaccines on us. Cut 13.
We're going to be pursuing a number of protections for employees. First of all, if you think about it, if anyone has been forced to do an injection and has an adverse reaction, that business should be liable for that. Any damages, there's just you have to do it because that's on them. It wasn't an individual choice.
Amen. Amen. It wasn't an individual choice, okay? Gail, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gail.
Hey, Howie. Thank you for taking my call. I'm finding it very interesting. Let's just say that interesting that all of a sudden now we don't need the doctor to prescribe our vaccine, or I call it the shot. We get to choose which one. We get to choose which one we do next. So my thinking is that I want everybody to wake up and realize that they're part of the what used to be formally called a trial. You know, the FDA would make people run trials, drug trials. So everybody is opted into being part of the experiment. And that's what I told my doctor the other day when he asked me, you know, aren't you going to get this? He said, you know, you're 66 and you really should get this. And he said, I got it. And I said, oh, so you wanted to be part of the experiment. And he didn't like that, but...
I know. I think of it, again, we talked about this yesterday with Grace, and, you know, I just remember, when you first started drinking and, you know, your older brother or the guy at the frat house or the sorority said, don't mix alcohol, you know, or, you know, you become a regular at the bar and the guy reaches down and for, you know, your drink and you say, no. You know, I read something. I'm going to try something different tonight. I'm going to have some rye or I'm going to have a silver margarita. I mean, how the hell can you have that same cavalier attitude that you have when you're just screwing around having a cocktail at night with a vaccination? Have you ever heard of such a thing, Gail?
No, I haven't, and it's angering me, and the lack of common sense. Everyone should just shut their TVs off, and like I did 15
Agreed.
Years ago, and think about some things, read some things, and get some good information, because I think people are inherently capable of making good decisions when they're given the right information. And that brings me back to, you know, fake news. Like, I wish our fake news guy came back, you know, because...
Right. Oh, remember they used to do surveys, you know how many people are killed annually in your community or nationwide? And people who watched TV news thought that there were millions of people killed every year. You know, just like, what was it, Joe Biden saying 120 million people had been killed since Bernie Sanders voted against the gun bill in 2007. And it's the same way with people who watch the network newscasts or read the left-wing daily newspapers. They think that, there was a survey, wasn't there? Democrats think that that millions of people have died of COVID-19, right?
Yes, they do. They do. And I have an older friend. She's 93. And, you know, she jumped right in and got the first two shots. And then she went and got the booster. And I've just been keeping my fingers crossed. And she said to me the other day, well, you know, I feel fine. And I said, well, don't be upset with me. I said, but, you know, they say from the reading I've been doing that things might not start happening, you know, for, you know, 3 years. You know, it could
right.
take a few years, I said, which is why clinical trials used to take between 5 and 10 years. But now instead of using rats, we're using people. So there we go.
Thanks for the call, Gail. Let's play it. Let's leaven this a little with some Biden-esque humor, although I guess it's not really Biden-esque considering he's the one who's demanding these booster shots and these vaccinations for kids between the ages of 5 and 11 if they want to remain in public school, which I think this would be the end for me as far as public school went if my kids were still in grade school. I'd just say, that's it. We're out of here. I don't know if we're going to set up our own little class in the school with some of the local neighbors who feel the same way, or we're going to get you into some kind of super conservative school, Catholic or otherwise. But anyway, let's play cut 47 from Dementia Joe Biden today.
This will change lives forever. So will historic investments in higher education, significantly increasing Pell Grants.
Significantly impeach Pell Grants. They'll be impeached in the House, and then there'll be a trial in the Senate. You know how it works. That's under the Constitution. Significantly impeach. Cut 45.
Many of my colleagues in the Congress are working on what we have to now work on even more fervently, and that is mental health care.
Huh? Huh? Can I hear that one again, please?
Many of my colleagues in the Congress are working on what we have to now work on even more fervently, and that is mental health care.
More fervently. Okay, one more, cut 55.
Successfully reentered our communities. In the past, you get $25 and a bus ticket. You go back right into the bridge you just were there before.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about, Taylor?
I because I've heard him speak so many times, I can kind of piece together using clues from that what he means.
What are the clues? I mean, I think I listened to it. I actually transcribed some of this stuff.
This is a variation on his spiel of when somebody gets out of prison, they get $25 and a bus ticket, or he called it a buck ticket. And then they end up under the bridge that they started out under.
But what is a community of the pass?
I don't know.
Successfully reentered our communities. In the past, you get $25 and a bus ticket. You go back right under the bridge you just were there before.
You go back right under the bridge you just were there before.
Like a troll.
Sounds like a Bob Dylan song. You go back under the bridge you just were there before.
Passing out free tickets to the wedding of my son. The senator. He's talking about the senator. That's, I think, stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Howie. I have this theory. You know, we're being bombarded with all of this stuff about the vaccine and take the vaccine and blah, blah, blah. And I just am wondering, you know, I'm looking at this scenario with, which I've heard Grace was talking about it. Other people on your network have talked about it, about different food shortages. And I'm concerned that maybe we're being bombarded with some of these hyper stories about, you know, the vaccines and whatnot to distract us from the fact.
Well, yeah, that, like, I mean, that's what I read.
No turkey.
I read Poteritz's column from the New York Post today, and he said exactly what you're saying, Barbara. That this is a distraction. They want to change the subject from, as you said, there's no turkeys. Whatever supermarket you go to, there's probably at least one or two products in short supply, if not totally out. All kinds of durable goods are missing. People get in car accidents. I've heard about that. And you know, what would be a 2 or 3 day repair job, and now the car is just stuck in the garage or on the lot because there are no chips available. So you get a little more serious than a fender bender, but it's not a total, and your car's gone for a week or a month because they can't get the parts. It's terrible. So they would rather talk about vaccines because they're in control of the vaccine narrative, because they can mandate a vaccine, whether it's for the federal vendors or the federal employees, or they can threaten to send out an OSHA directive to companies with more than 100 employees, or they can mandate vaccines for school children. They don't have control over the supply chain fiasco. They've lost control of the border. They've lost control of Afghanistan. You have these horrible stories coming out of Afghanistan. There was one the other day about the Taliban had supposedly found a female volleyball player and it chopped off her head. The New York Times today, again, I got it delivered to me by error. I hope the error is never repeated. It had a story about female judges. They tried to put in female judges in Afghanistan just to have a little gender equality. Now they're all on the run because the Taliban is looking to stone them to death or chop off their heads. They don't want to be talking about that stuff. They also don't want to be talking about critical race theory and transgenders assaulting young girls in bathrooms. They'd rather talk about the vaccines. That's reality. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
How you doing, Howie? My ears are bleeding from all that Biden stuff, but I want to talk about the vaccine. I think this regime is actually paid some money for the vaccines, and they can't back out on it. So if you get 100 people that are in trouble because of the vaccine, yeah, normally they'd pull it off the shelf. But they're going to wait till there's like 5,000, 10,000 before they pull it off the shelf. And even then, they won't be able to do it.
I don't know the answer to that question. All I know is they've given out hundreds. Now, at this point, hundreds of millions of doses have been administered. And, you know, again, we don't know how many people have actually died of COVID because we can't trust the medical establishment anymore. Or the public health establishment, I think, is a better way to put it. And I don't think we know how many people have had adverse reactions or have died from the vaccine. I mean, we know what's on that CDC chart. What's it called? VAERS. But again, that's suspect, I think. Probably understated. We you and I think it's understated, but we don't know for sure what the real numbers are. Wasn't it wonderful when you could... when we lived in a time where you could trust the public health establishment, the media, the FBI was somewhat legit. Maybe it was crooked in places like Boston and New York and Winston-Salem, where I used to live. But in many places, it was an honest group of law enforcement agents. Do you trust the FBI now? You certainly don't trust the CIA. Anyway. 844-500-4242. There's so much going on in the world. We've been talking about it for almost 4 hours now. You can't always control the vibes out there, but you can always control the vibes in your head with a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears. I just played you those cuts from the podcast from the ex-con talking about how Whitey Bulger wanted to eat my fingers. Wanted to kill me. You know, I was interested in hearing that, but the mailroom manager can't stand that kind of stuff, so I listened to it last night on my Raycon everyday earbuds. I mean, if there's something that you like or something you want to hear and nobody else in your immediate vicinity wants to hear it, Raycon earbuds are the way to go. Whether you're taking a long walk or you're just in your den or your living room and you want to listen to some kind of music or a podcast that nobody else likes, Raycon earbuds are the way to go because they look, feel, and sound better than ever and better than any of their competitors, and they're more reasonably priced. Their new everyday earbuds come with an improved rubber oil look and feel and optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit. You get three great new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mode, that's for podcast listening like I was doing last night. Blues, instrumental, etc. Balanced mode, podcast listening, rock, heavy rock, or metal. bass mode, hip-hop, EDM, reggae, etc. Raycons offer 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. Raycons start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and Raycons come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Right now, Howie Carr Show listeners can get 15% off their Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save 15% on Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
We used to get up in the morning, not a joke, when I get driven to a little school, I went up the street. Turn on the windshield wiper in the fall of the first frost, and literally be an oil slick in the window. Not a joke. An oil slick in the window. That's why an awful lot of us, including me, have bronchial asthma.
Huh? This reminds me of that black mayor in South Carolina. Remember that when the spring came and there was a yellow on her car, yellow pollen, and she said it was an attack by the Ku Klux Klan, and they brought in the state police, and the state police said, "Mayor, that there is what you call pollen." Yeah, thank you, Joe. Thanks for sharing. And that's how we got bronchial asthma. This is fascinating stuff. Cut 51.
My state is one of the highest cancer rates in the history of America.
In the history of America. Okay. 844-500-4242.
We've appointed more black women to the federal circuit courts and more former public defenders to the bench than any administration in all of American history.
Any administration. These are tender administrations. Any administration in history. More public defenders appointed to the bench. That's one of your problems right there, Joe. Public defenders on the bench. That doesn't do much good if you're a victim of crime, does it? Because we know public defenders tend to tilt towards the perps rather than the victims. Because that's why they're public defenders as opposed to prosecutors. Good Lord. He's supposedly a lawyer, and he doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand how that sounds to like someone like me or you or a cop. But again, are there any cops voting for him? I don't think so. Kim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, hi, Howie. I'm so happy to talk with you. I just love your show so much. I just wanted to say something. Probably you don't know or you didn't mention it today about the new drop that was brought on last night about this new social platform called Truth Social.
Yes, that's Donald Trump's new platform. It did very well in the market today.
Yes, and we've been paying a lot of attention to that. We're going to buy money into it already. We're already paying attention to it. And the first off in the morning, it was $9 in the morning, and you have to go to Robinhood, and now it's up to $45.
Right. I think it got as high. I think it got over $50 at one point during the day, and then it, people took their profits and it went back down. But I certainly hope it works out. I'm interested in finding out more about it because I don't much like Google, YouTube, Facebook, etc. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.